Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Good afternoon, rodeo fans. Welcome to another great edition of Making Eight Outreach back on the Ranch Radio Show. We're here to take your calls. We're going to get right into some of the action. Hope everybody had a great 4th of July, Independence Day. I know we sure did. Started off on a rocky road. We didn't quite get the opportunity to get out to the Remington Rustock Rodeo. They ended up having to cancel due to some bad weather down there. But let me tell you, the Cowboys didn't seem to mind having a day off because they hit it hard on Saturday and Sunday. This was the Cowboy Christmas weekend, and let me tell you, these guys really got it done. It was really impressive to watch these guys and follow them around Florida as they went out and hit up these rodeos. But we want to hear from you guys. If you guys had a good weekend, caught any rodeo action. We also got to see some great barrel racing on Saturday night. And if you guys want to talk about it, give us a call, 646-915-9940. We'll be happy to take your calls and sit back and try to talk some of this rodeo with you. We'll kind of break down all the action here coming up, but let me tell you, rodeo fans, we really enjoyed ourselves. Had the opportunity ourselves to go out and get on a bull. Wasn't much of a deal there. I think it was, you know, I'm not going to make excuses for it. I flat out just didn't look right coming out on a bull. Just one of those deals. But rodeo fans, we're going to slide up here, take a short break. We definitely want to hear from you. So if you get a chance, give us a call, 646-915-9940. Let's talk some rodeo. We'll be right back.
Like a kangaroo, spinning like a top. He got the bullfighters running and the railbirds are hitting the ground.
guns and my review. But when they come, I know my I'll be taking it to shoot. I'm a little bit cocky and I got a lot of cowboy pride. So load them up and turn them out, cause I'm ready for another ride. I said straddle over, hurricane is fixing to blow. In 8 more seconds, everybody's gonna know I'm a jive talking fast, walking straight.
National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin 8 is a winner.
Them dark green eyes when you do-si-do'd across the floor. Are you alone or are you with someone? She said, a matter of fact, I'm not. So I took her hand, that's when it all began, and we headed towards the parking lot. And she said, hey boy, do you mind taking me home tonight? Cause I ain't never seen a country boy with tires on his truck this high. I said, climb on up and watch the cup that I spit my dip inside. A country boy can survive. And I knew then she was my kind of girl, cause she was singing every single line. Then she slid on over, put my hand on her shoulder, and I asked her what she wanted to do. She said it really don't matter where we go, just as long as I'm riding with you. She said, hey boy, do you mind taking me home tonight? Cause I ain't never seen a country boy with tires on his truck this high. And I said, climb on that I'm spitting my dip inside. And hold on tight, cause it's gonna be wilder than any executive ride. So we headed out to Old Tobacco Road, put the tailgate down, and we made love. She said, a true country boy is hard to find, but I found tires on his truck this high. And I said, climb on up and watch the cup that I'm spitting my dip inside. Now hold on tight, cause it's gonna be wilder than any executive ride. Yeah, hold on tight, cause it's gonna be wilder than any executive ride.
fans, Making 8 Outreach, back on the ranch, looking to take your calls and talk some rodeo with you. So get on those phones and give us a call, 646-915-9940. You know, we're going to start off breaking things down. You know, we did, like I said, miss the Friday night event at the Crosstown Arena in Brandon, Florida, just due to some bad weather down there. That arena was so flooded. There's just no way we could get in there. They couldn't even park cars out there. So it was really unfortunate. But, hey, you know what? We went out, started the 4th of July celebration just a little bit early, had a great time Friday night, packed up the bags early Saturday morning, and headed down to Arcadia. And let me tell you, we got a great show down there. The fans down there really enjoyed it. That was our first time down in Arcadia at that arena, and we really enjoyed it. You know, the fans sit right above the bucking chutes. They've got a great view. You know, so it really is nice. But we do, you know, we did enjoy ourselves. Renegade Rodeo Company was the producer for the event. So Eugene Carter brought his staff down there as well as his bulls. And they had Marquee Rodeo down there as well. But, you know, we saw a great show. The Cowboys came to kick off this 4th of July weekend with a bang, and they sure did put on a great event. You know, starting off, our long round leader was BJ Carter, and, you know, let me tell you, it was a really impressive 83-point ride. Buckshot followed up with a score of 80, you know, in second place in the long round, and then sliding on down, they had Jake McIntyre, who actually got a re-ride. On his bull, came back out in the rerun and scored a 78. And then Brian Corson won a team making eight members, as well as James DeSantos tied with a score of 77. And so it was really impressive to watch. You know, they did have Wagner Luciano and Rooster McKeeman tied following that with a score of 75. And those were your long round bull riders. And, you know, so we really did. It was a great, great show. You know, we really enjoyed it. But hopefully, you know, if you fans were down there and, you know, watched a great show, we'd love to see you guys and hear from you guys. So if you want to give us a call, 646-915-9940. You know, we're going to try to get all the action brought to you. And hopefully y'all will enjoy the show tonight. But 646-915-9940. We're going to take another short break, rodeo fans. Kind of remember what we were doing out there this weekend and you know, how much we enjoyed it. So y'all stay tuned. Go fill your water bottles. Get ready to get on the line with us. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it write and say, 'Can you see?' And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waves from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. Cause she's been through the fire before. And I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning. We take her down every night. We don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
Fans, just wanted to let you know we're back on the ranch looking to take your call, 646-915-9940. be sure to give us a call. Let's sit back and talk some rodeo. We'll be happy to take your calls. We're going to break it down for you. We started talking about the Renegade matchup and what they did down in Arcadia, Florida this weekend, Saturday afternoon. Great way to start off the 4th of July weekend. We kicked things off, you know, with the long round. B.J. Carter was the leader going into it with a score of 83. Turned out, you know, going into the second round, Wagner Luciano and Rooster McKeeman were tied with a score of 75. Those two cowboys really got it done. Wagner scoring an 86 in the short go, and Rooster McKeeman scoring an 84. They finished by 2-point difference between the two of them, and followed up by Jake McIntyre with a score of 80 on his short go bull, finishing third, and then James DeSantos finishing fourth. So let me tell you, that matchup there was just explosive, and Wagner Luciano being the event winner down there in Arcadia with a score of 161, like I said, followed by Rooster with trailing short by only 2 points. So that was the Arcadia matchup, rodeo fans. But let me tell you, we were excited about it. Really turned out to be a great deal. I know the Cowboys were excited, it was a good way to start off the 4th of July holiday, and we were just happy to be a part of it. Anyhow, we're going to slide on down and start sliding over and talking a little bit about Port Charlotte. Let me tell you, that turned out to be one of the best events that I have been to and been a part of. Of course, Team Making Eight was there. We had Brian Corson, and we let he picked his team. He picked Donnie Newman, one of the old veteran cowboys, came back out of retirement, you know, pulled his bull rope out, and, trying to see if he still had it. And really, he looked pretty good. Unfortunately, was bucked off down there. Wasn't able to make the eight-second whistle. But we also had Bobby Lathrow, one of the younger Lathrows. And let me tell you, that young guy there knows how to get it done. Really impressive to see him. He drew a hard bull and was looking forward to the matchup. Was real aggressive on him. We really thought he was going to cover him. Just couldn't bring it in towards the 8 seconds. So he, too, was bucked off. But your team captain, Brian Corson, let me tell you, he did get the job done. Really impressive to see him come back out. Like I said, finished off, made a 77-point ride in Arcadia, made it to the short round, got bucked off there, came back down here to Port Charlotte, jumped on his bull down here, and, I mean, he had a really good ride. It was really impressive to watch. But we're going to break down those matchups here coming up. Like I said, rodeo fans, if you were able to listen to us for our broadcast, maybe have more questions about it, I've been checking out the SSBR website at ssbrnow.com. Want to find out how the teams did and what the matchups were, how things played out. We'll be happy to try to break it down for you, 646-915-9940. We'll also want to let you know we've got a lot of bell racing action to talk about. We're going to recap the event from Port Charlotte and talk about some of the changes and things that are going on with the Southern States Barrel Racing, as well as let you know what some upcoming events are. We're going to try to catch you up on what's going on with some of the riders. And so y'all stay tuned. Go refill your water bottles. Get ready to get on the line, 646-915-9940. We want to hear from you. We just want to sit back and talk some rodeo. So y'all get on the horn, give us a call. We'll be right back.
I'm Jimmy Bennett of Team Making Eight, and you're listening to Making Eight Radio on Making8.com.
Of a big cuss getting tore up from the floor up.
I'm gonna push my luck.
Pull the gate and try to make eight on an earthquake high stake. It makes your bones ache.
Hey, hey.
I'm losing all control. You know I'm gonna stomp it. I gotta get a good grip and set it off like a rocket.
like a bullwhip. I'm patting down with a tight fit. Yeah, it's a rock and roll rodeo. You know I'm gonna stomp. Like a whirlwind, gonna spin chock full of adrenaline. Could kick it in, and here we go again. Ooh, like nitro, gonna blow up like pyro, baby, for the big show. Tremble like a domino. What a way to go. Crowd is losing all control. You know I'm gonna stomp, kid. I gotta get a good. Like a rocket, yeah. I'm going to the moon and back again. Baby, what a wild trip. I'm crack-a-lacking like a bullwhip. I'm patting down with a tight fit. Yeah, it's a rock and roll rodeo. You know I'm gonna
cowboy hat, pair of scuffed up boots upon your feet, can of pork and beans that you opened with your knife. It ain't much, but it's all you've got to eat. You think of what your daddy said, if your money should run low, just call, I'll send you bus fare to come home. But you're just too proud to take it, and home won't be the same. Now you've had a taste of rodeo. You set out on the road to seek your boyhood dreams, satisfy that hunger in your soul. You wouldn't turn back now, even if you could. You were born to follow. Money's gone, except the $20 bill, but that's your fees to enter old Cheyenne. And all that's in your favor is youth and your try, and a deep, gnawing, desperate need to win. As you step out on the highway with your thumb up in the air, in your mind the promise has been made. If this way of life don't kill you, or you don't starve to death, you swear you'll be the champion someday. You set out on the road to seek your boyhood dreams, to satisfy that hunger in your soul. You wouldn't turn back now, even if you could. You were born to follow rodeo. Faded old blue Wranglers, dusty cowboy hat, pair of scuffed up boots upon your feet, can of pork and beans that you opened with your knife. That ain't much, but it's all you've got.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. Making Eight Outreach back on the ranch, talking some rodeo with you guys, the fans out there today. You know, we do want to hear from you. 646-915-9940. We'll be happy to sit back and talk about all the rodeo action going on this weekend, even if it wasn't here in Florida. We'd love to hear from you. So if you guys have some great events that you guys were out to this weekend, give us a call. We'd love to hear about it. You know, this is an opportunity for you guys. And, you know, we do want to let you rodeo fans know, too, that we are looking for a co-host. We'd love to have you guys get on the air with us. Let's help make this thing possible. I mean, the only way this thing is going to be really explosive and we're going to be able to get a grip on this is if we really get out there and start talking some rodeo. And I know y'all are getting about annoyed of hearing me talk every week. So, you know, we would love to get a co-host out here to try to mix it up just a little bit. You know, if you want to sit back and talk some rodeo with us, please give us a call, 646-915-9940. But we're going to start off with the matchups. You know, we had some really good ones here. You know, and we do want to remind this all went to charity. This was a charity event. So all the proceeds did go to the Ronald McDonald House. It was their annual charity event there in Port Charlotte that they do. And it was well worth it. They also sponsored a team, and Team McDonald's House Charities with their team captain and Wagner Luciano. And then Edgar Luis and Ryan Jones was the team for Ronald McDonald. And unfortunately, none of them were able to get a qualified ride. You know, Ryan Jones was the first one out of the team and got brought down. He had a bull they call Moody Who, pretty rank bull. See him in the short go from time to time. So it was really a tough deal for them that night. You know, then they also had Rooster McKeeman's team, which was the team PBBA, the Professional Bull Bucking Association. And Rooster had Ricky Ringer and Brandon Hendricks as teammates. And let me tell you, those guys there, you know, they had some more tough draws. Rooster drew Freak Show, Ricky Ringer drew 00 Blackhawk, and Brandon Hendricks drew 044 Taser. And let me tell you, they really had some rough ones. Actually, Brandon got a re-ride and was bucked off his there as well. So it was a tough night for Team PBBA as well. But, you know, sliding on down, we got Team Humps and Horns, which was the big matchup. And I know some actually had some fans leave some messages to look out for them. They were definitely a team that we needed to watch. And, you know, I told Brian that, you know, just reviewing the teams when we first got the list, that they were going to be a team that we needed to look out for. I mean, BJ Carter, JoJo Sullivan, and Jimmy Lathrow were just, I mean, these guys were on fire. You know, first they come down there in Arcadia, and, you know, they had a tough day down there. We figured they were going to make up for it, you know, and really only had one qualified ride, and that was JoJo Sullivan on a bull they brand triple two. And let me tell you, that was a rank bull, one of the rankest bulls I've seen. I mean, that bull dropped his nose and spun his head over. I thought he did a flip. I mean, just amazing, the power of that bull. And, you know, so scored a 74 on him, was a great little ride, but the only ride for Team Humps and Horns. So sliding on down, Teresa Bryant and Bryant Photography sponsored a team. And, you know, Steve Bryant, one of the veteran bull riders who was down in Arcadia and actually had a really impressive ride, was really great to see him come out on the bull that he did. Was real close to the 8-second whistle, just brought down a little short. But it was really nice to see him get out there and have the effort that he did. So it was real impressive to see him down there. But he sponsored a team, him and his wife, Teresa Bryant. And, you know, they had Clay McIntyre, Melmo Quintero, and Chad Smith. And they only had one qualified ride, and that was Clay McIntyre. And, you know, he scored an 83 on the Bull Day brand, 857 ditto. So that was a great deal there. But let me tell you, there were a lot of good matchups. Team SSBR was one of the biggest ones of the of the evening. The team captain was Jason Wade, and then they had James DeSantis and Edmer Adantis. And, you know, let me tell you, they were the ones that were leading the event for a very long time. Jason Wade was bucked off, and then James DeSantis scored an 83 on 337 Swift and Moody. And then, you know, Edmer Adantis scored a 85 on a Bull Day brand 402. And they gave them a total of 168, and they were the team to beat. I mean, they really were. We were really impressed by their action. The only team to actually have two qualified rides in the long round, so that was really impressive to see. But Team Black Wranglers with Eli Silva, Hunter Carter, and Tevrin Cameron scored a 76. Eli Silva did on Master Blaster. Really impressive to see. And then Team Seminole Tribe of Florida did not have any qualified rides, unfortunately. It was a tough night for them, as well as Team Lone Star Silversmith, captained by Jake McIntyre. They also had a really tough night. Unfortunately, no qualified rides out of either of those two teams. But we're going to talk a little bit about Team Making Eight. You know, of course, Brian Corson. You know, I believe it, and I'm not just trying to be biased because it was Team Making Eight. I think if any team had these three particular bulls, that they would have had the toughest draw in the pen that night. Brian Corson is team captain, and he had Bobby Lathrow and Donnie Newman. Donnie Newman drew a bull, 292 Rockstar. Bobby Lathrow drew 04 Acid Rat. Acid Rat, you will see him in the short go many times. I mean, this is a rank little bull, real fast, and Bobby had a good matchup on him, as well as Donnie Newman. He had a bull, 292 Rockstar, and, you know, that bull was bucking. And, you know, but I think the rankest one of the night was 310 Summertime Blues. Let me tell you, Brian Corson took him and, you know, really came out powerful. And he came ready to win the money, and really just real impressive to watch. So he ended up scoring at 83.5 points on Summertime Blues. And, of course, we were real impressed with that, being a Team Making Eight member and all. You know, and then the way they did the short go round action was they took, I believe it was the top three or four teams, and they took the captains, and they had them pick either, you know, they could ride or a rider, another rider of their team could ride, and they drew their bulls. You know, Brian Corson ended up taking on the deal. He had already made a qualified ride, was feeling good about it, and he drew a bull that he had before, and just trying to go back and review, trying to remember the bull's name, right off the top of my head, it just kind of slipped away from me, but was one rank little bull, and, you know, it was one of Jamie Randant's bulls, and, you know, Brian made the second ride, gave him gave their team Making Eight, a 167.5, which actually put them a half a point behind Team SSBR, and they were sitting in second place until that is the Red Man team, which was captained by Buckshot Morrison, also had Lane Hartzig and Stephen Campbell. Both Lane was from Alabama and Steve was from Mississippi. Drove down. They also had some really ranked bulls. Motley Crue, they had X3 Prince and One Risky Business. And, you know, those guys came out. Lane had X3 Prince and scored actually the highest mark of the night in the long round with an 86.5, and that bull bucked. Really impressive to watch. I thought he was going to be a little bit higher than that even. But anyways, they had one in the short round, scored an 85.5. Gave them a total score of 170, and they were the event winners. So, really, there was only 2.5 points separating third place and first place. So, what a great matchup that was. Really impressive to watch. We had so much fun, and we apologize to the fans for the way we were able to bring it. Of course, we have our usual technical difficulties that we've been working through. You know, that's part of what we do when we do these live broadcasts is, you know, we're trying new things. We're trying to make it as enjoyable to listen to as possible. You know, we want to try to bring you all the action so you're entertained if you can't make it out to these events. But, you know, on the other hand, the only way you can fix it is, you know, get out to one of these events and actually watch them yourself. I don't think you'll be disappointed. But, yeah, turned out to be a really good matchup. And, you know, we ended up getting on a bull ourselves down there. You know, Chris Stewart called me up and, you know, he asked me, he said, you know, I've got a bull for you. He said, I'd like to try to see him buck. If you want him, he's yours. And, And, of course, I wasn't going to pass up an opportunity and actually had to apologize to Chris because he didn't get much of a chance to see his bull buck the way he wanted to. But that's all right. We're going to make up for it. I told him, I said, the only way I can make up for it is to turn around and get back on another one for him. So we're going to end up repaying that to him here coming up in the next couple weeks. But, yeah, we got so wrapped up and so busy and trying to get everything geared up, try to get ready to go and get on bulls ourselves, it made it really difficult. But, you know, we did bring you the action. I hope that you all enjoyed it. And, you know, like I said, we want to hear from you. If you guys had questions or comments about the rodeos or about making aid and what we're doing, give us a call, 646-915-9940. Y'all stay tuned. Get a grip. We'll be right back.
I was snapping out Bronx at the old Flying U at 40 a month of plum good buckaroo. Well, the boss comes around and he says, hey, my lad, well, you look pretty good riding horses that's bad. You see, I ain't got no more outlaws to break, but I'll buy you a ticket and I'll give you a stake. It riding them baddens, well, you ain't so slow, and you might do some good at the big rodeo. While they're putting the bull in the chute, I'm strapping my spurs to the heels of my boots. I looks that bull over, and to my surprise, well, he's a foot and a half in between his two eyes. On top of his shoulders, he's got a big hump. I cinches my rigging just back of that lump. I lights in his middle and I lets out a scream. He comes out with a better and the rest is a dream. Well, he jumps to the left and he lands towards the right, but I ain't no greenhorn, I'm still sitting tight. Dust starts to fogging right out of his skin. He's waving them horns right under my chin. That sun in his belly, he couldn't be beat. He's a showing the buzzards the soles of his feet. He's a dipping so low that my boots fill with dirt. He's a making a whip of the tail of my shirt. He's a snapping the buttons right off of my clothes. He's a bucking and a bawling and a blowing his nose. The crowd starts to cheer him on me and that bull. Well, he needed no help. Well, I had my hands full. Then he goes to fence rowing and weaving behind. My head went popping, I sort of went blind. He starts in high diving, I lets out a groan. We went up together, buddy, come back alone. Up high I turns over and below I can see. He's a pawing up dirt just a waiting for me. I can picture a grave and a big slab of wood saying, here lies a twister who thought he was good. I know this is something don't seem can be true, but the brand on his hip was a big Flying U. When I landed he charged, but I got enough sense to outrun that old bull to a hole in the fence. I dives through that hole and I want you to know I ain't going back to no big rodeo. And straddling them framers, you can bet I'm all through. I'm a sore footing it back to the old Flying U.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. Megan 8 Outreach, back on the ranch radio show, talking the rodeo with you, 646-915-9940. Give us a call. We're sliding on down. Going to talk about some of the barrel racing action that went on. And let me tell you, this was really impressive. I was really excited. Unfortunately, because of the rodeo in Arcadia, we did not get to watch the Slack performance, which I believe was made up of about 40 or so riders. And let me tell you, these girls down here came to ride. You know, saw some of the results in there. These girls were turning 13.5 seconds in these runs. You know, they were really making it happen, and we were really impressed to watch the girls that were in the show. You know, had several had a few 13-second rides, as well as many 14-second rides, and you know, it was challenging. I know it was very challenging for the girls. Had quite a few that actually hit some barrels coming around there, made things tough for them out there. The barrels are a little bit closer together, and it makes it difficult out there. But these girls really got it done. The horses performed really well. Fortunately, there was no, you know, nothing, no incidences or anything, but it was really impressive to watch. Just scanning down, it looks like the, you know, the only one that was in the 13-second range, we had two riders that were in the 13-second range. Cheryl, I believe it's Bouchert, and I apologize if I mispronounce her name, but turned to 13.514 was her run in the performance. And I believe that was the one that would actually win the performance. However, it did not put her in the money winnings, the money results. And you know, this really got really confusing for me. So I actually talked with Haley, and she was, really explained it to me how things work with the barrel racers. And it was really educational, and I learned to really respect what these girls do and how they actually run in their shows. But Cheryl actually finished second in the 1D draw with 13.514. Peel Hampton finished first with a 13.507. You know, they took the top four barrel racers, and, you know, that was the 1D. And then they added a half second and paid out the 2D as well, which Haley Keel, Terry Brantley, Nicole, and Kaylee Scarborough all finished in. But they actually had four payout slots. They had the 1D, the 2D, 3D, and the 4D were the payouts. And, you know, let me tell you, these girls were turning some times out there. It's really impressive to watch. But as far as the performance goes, like I said, that was what we were there for. Was really entertaining to watch. We definitely enjoyed it and look forward to doing more of their barrel racing. Unfortunately, for the first half, we did not get a chance to get our draw sheet yet, so we had no idea who the girls were. It made it very difficult, and we apologize to the girls for that. Definitely looking to make up for it next month when we're down there in Port Charlotte and they have the barrel racing again. You know, they've got a lot of things in the works. Southern States Barrel Racing is already looking to branch out, move to other cities, and you know, take the Southern States Barrel Racing on the road, and we are excited for that. We definitely look forward to seeing these girls down there running. And really, it didn't slow down the performance at all. You know, I think that the show that the bull riders were there for, I don't think it really interfered. And I think the girls had a great time performing in the barrel racing event, as well as, you know, I don't think anybody was upset. Usually a lot of times you go to some rodeos where they have bulls and barrels, And the riders get upset because they think the girls are taking too long. But in this case, with the Southern States, it really wasn't. I think it was an equal opportunity. And I think the girls got just as much highlight, and they got just the amount of credit that they deserved. I mean, I really do. It was really impressive to watch. And like I said, we look forward to bringing you more events covering their deals. You know, if there's not bull ridings going on, Make It Eight would like to go on the road with Southern States Barrel Racing and just cover their events. You know, we can cover some of the slack performances and talk about some of the cowgirls. I'd love to have some of the cowgirls get involved and call into our show, talk about, you know, how they ran and what they think of the performance. You know, so if you girls are interested, we'd be happy to hear from you. 646-915-9940. Make sure you give us a call. Stop by and say hey to us during the week or when you see us out there at the event. You know, make sure you get on board with us. Sign our guest book. We'd love to have you on board with Team Making Eight. So, anyhow, rodeo fans, like I said, we really enjoyed that show. I did speak with Haley this week, you know, when she sent me over the list of the overall results and how the payouts worked and everything. You know, Haley explained to me that they were probably going to make some changes. Believe that they were going to, you know, it's not a guaranteed thing. We're just not real sure. But I think they're going to kind of tighten things up a little bit and bring things from a 4D payout to a 2D payout, you know, as well as you know, how they run their slack performance. I think it was still hot for those girls down there during the day. I think they're going to run the slack performance actually after the event, which will make things a little bit cooler for the girls down there at night, which would be great for the horses. So, you know, you can always look forward to that and be real exciting. So, anyhow, rodeo fans, you know, that's going to wrap up, I believe, the barrel racers. If you guys are interested in calling in and want to talk about any of our topics, we're only going to break things down for about an hour, which we've already been on for just about that full hour here. So we're going to try to kick back. We want to let you know what's going on with Southern States Bull Riding as well as the barrel racing. If you guys want to tune in, you can also check out SSBRnow.com. They cover the bull race, bull riding as well as the barrel racing. So you can get all your information over there about their events and what they're doing. You can also check out MakingEight.com. We do have links to their websites. We're able to post up a few more. We've also got Jamie Rand Ant's website up if you want to, are linked up. So if you want to come over, check out some of the bulls that Jamie Randant has and Randant and Lee Bucking bulls. You know, definitely get on over and check out MakingEight.com, check out our pages. But, you know, we also have our DVDs, which we're actually working on for this event. We are going to have a separate barrel racing one for the barrel racers and just the barrel racing fans. We're going to put some together that are going to actually have the complete event, the whole show. You know, with the girls and their times and everything will be posted on there. So make sure you check those out. We're going to have those posted up on our store page as well as we'll have them at the next event, which will be in Myakka City this Saturday. We did get the draw, and let me tell you, we got a lot of good cowboys that are going to be making their way down there. The one that really stood out to me, JoJo Sullivan, is actually back. So apparently he's spending a little bit more of his summer down here in Florida. You know, had a chance to talk with him after the event down there in Port Charlotte, asked him how it was. He said, man, it's hot. You know, so I guess he's been traveling out west as well. That guy knows how to get it done. He's a good little cowboy and was real impressive to watch down here. Glad to see him back and going to enjoy watching him back down in Myakka City this next Saturday. But, you know, we got Rooster, we got Wagner down there. That battle for first place is still ongoing. I mean, these guys are just going at it. Wagner Luciano refuses to let go of first place. Rooster, and I mean, he is on his coattails, and he's ready to make things happen. So that matchup has turned out to be a big one. Buckshot Morrison is riding his bulls, looking to cover ground, and he's going to sneak up on the both of them. By the time the finals are here, I think you're going to see that that's going to be more of a three-way matchup than just that two-way matchup. So look for that as well. But we got a lot of the top-ranked riders going to be down there this weekend. Jason Wade, of course, it is a Jason Wade Challenger Series, Jason Wade being from Myakka City and all. But, you know, they got Clay Mack, B.J. Carter, you know, going to be good to see Steve Bryant coming in there. Timmy Smith is going to be there, one of the team captains. One of the younger cowboys, Justin Walker, who is on one of the teams down here. You know, so they've got some great matchups down here, rodeo fans. If you get a chance, make your way on down to Myakka City this weekend and get ready to check out one of their awesome, awesome rodeos. We got to tell you, I mean, the fans down there packed that arena. It's a great little place to watch a bull ride. They also have Renegade Rodeo has a rodeo coming up in July, on July 18th, going on their arena up in Chiefland, Florida. So if you get a chance and looking for something to do on the 18th, make your way on over to Chiefland, Florida for their event up there. It's going to be real impressive to watch. And hopefully we'll have a chance to make it up that way. But unfortunately, rodeo fans, we've got to talk a little bit about some of the injuries. I actually saw Gary Brown down in Arcadia, Florida. He did have surgery on his hand, his riding arm. Does look pretty good. He said that he was looking to get back as soon as he can, but he said he thinks it's only going to be about 6 months that he's going to be out. He's going to have to do some rehab on that arm. But we look forward to seeing Gary Brown come back. And, you know, the Florida High School Rodeo Champion in Austin Gross was down in Arcadia, and then he took off from there and actually went down to Brighton, Florida for a Professional Cowboy Association event. And unfortunately, he had a rough time. Took a shot, headbutted the bull, was wearing a helmet, and kind of knocked him out. He had a pretty good-sized concussion. Lord willing, you know, he was looking out for him. Did not break a bone there, but did give him a pretty good cut up underneath his cheek. And, you know, he's 2009 high school champion, was looking to head out west. He's going to be out there in 2 weeks, so he's going to take off this weekend. You know, he was looking to go to Oklahoma with some of those guys, but I believe he's going to hold off. He did also win the PRCA side of the Davy event last weekend with a score of 84 points on five-star bull. They ran 6.11. So wanted to give him a shout-out. Want to wish him a quick recovery and all the best of luck, you know, when he gets ready to head out to out west for the national high school finals, which he's going to be competing in. So want to definitely wish him well out there. We also have Ty Harris, one of Team Making 8 members, going to be heading out to Oklahoma this Thursday. Want to wish him the best. Our prayers are going to be with him as well. So, anyhow, rodeo fans, I believe that's going to break things down for us. Hopefully you guys, you know, have enjoyed the show. Like I said, we're always looking to take your calls. If you guys are interested in jumping on here with us on a regular basis, maybe getting out to some of these rodeos, all expenses paid. You know, we're going to take care of you when you get out there to these events. You know, we'll work out a system. If you guys are interested in jumping on here, you think, hey, man, Scott, you just don't have it, you know, for radio. We want to get somebody in here who does. Well, hey, give me a call and let me know what you got. We'll be happy to put you on the radio and try to get you going here. We'll get you out to some of our events with us and get you covering some of these bull ridings. But anyway, 646-915-9940. We're going to break things down, close it out with a few more songs. So y'all stay tuned, rodeo fans. Make sure you tune in next week to our Back on the Ranch, as we're going to be down in Mica City Saturday night with the Southern States Bull Riding. We'll be down there covering that event. So y'all make sure that you tune in to Make an Eight while we're live doing our tailgate party, as well as when we get back on the ranch next Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern time. So until next week, rodeo fans, y'all stay tuned, get a grip, get explosive, and we'll see you then.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8, it's a winner.
Got bucked off and stalled in Albuquerque tonight. And all the money I let slip away is still on my mind. I hope I can make it up to Reno by next Friday night. But I ain't so sure, 'cause the bill's been piling up way too high. So tonight I'm going out and drinking and hanging out with my friends. And this Sonny Leopard playing the after party again. Well, I can't be down. Corey Rash held on the cash for a good ride. And Pandora's box lost the fight with Tater Porter tonight. And that Bull Kid Rock was no match for Justin McBride. And old Ross Coleman finally rode Blueberry. After party again.
straight up your heart's girlfriend, sang the Star Spangled Banner. With his cross clear, got him standing for a hometown Louisiana crowd. And Sean Willingham's blue chaps represent the old dirty South. So tonight I'm going out and drinking, hanging out with my friends. And Sonny Lippert's playing the after party again. Well, old Chris Shivers only knows one guitar chord, and that's fine. We got Sonny Lippert after party
This is Brian Corson, and you listen to MakingEight.com.